Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Peer Education Podcast. I'm doing fine, and I'm Cameron Lindsay, and I'll be talking with my fellow peer educator today, Carly James, and we're just going to kind of go over some of the things that might apply to some of you, might not, but we're hoping that this will be a good podcast, and so we're going to just talk about the winter blues, going back home, some holiday stresses, and a little bit of a more serious topic with seasonal affect disorder. And so, Carly, are you planning on going home?
Yeah, so I am, which I actually can't even like wrap my head around the fact that it's about to be our semester break and it's holiday season coming up. So I'm still wrapping my head around all of that, but I will be going home after finals, probably later in finals week. I'll be headed home for a few weeks. And then I do plan on coming back here early to my apartment. So I'll probably be home for around 2 or 3 weeks, and then I'll come back about a week and a half before our second semester starts, just because I know being in that environment will be a little exhausting and stressful for me. So I think giving myself that space to get back here earlier, is something I can do for myself, with everything coming up next month and through the beginning of January. But yeah, I mean, you're already home, right, Cameron?
Yep, I'm home, and I'll probably be home until just a few days before the next semester starts, mainly because, like you, it's just I like to have everything situated right before the starting of the semester. Like, I like to have all my notebooks labeled and ready to go. And for sure. So, like, that's something that I find really important. And so I know going back home is just stressful in general because, you know, you're worrying about if you're going home with a week of finals, how you're going to deal with that, you know, how do you change responsibility? Because, you know, it's a different beast when you're in your own way and then you've got to go back home, and it's definitely very interesting. It's, could be hard to cope. So I know, like, homework in a loud house could be pretty difficult sometimes. And, like, is there anything that you do for that?
Yeah, I know for me, when I'm transitioning back to being in my home environment, even, like, if it isn't for a long break or if it isn't for our semester break, if I just go home for a weekend and I have to approach doing homework there, my go-to is definitely, I try to find a neutral room, one where there won't be too much going on. I won't be disrupting anyone, either watching TV or whatever else is going on in other rooms. And I definitely plug into music and then just focus. But I know for me, music is my go-to to zone in and, like, get things done, because it definitely helps me tune out what's going on around me. But that is definitely my go-to, especially when I'm trying to approach that in a different environment than I'm used to. So
blasting Beethoven, that's my move.
Classical music, that's the way to go. I think too, though, even before we get too much into, like, what stress and more difficult things can come up during, like, semester breaks for those of us who are going home or going back to an environment that we spend our time in when we're not at school, I think it is good to sort of talk about what the good things are about going back to that environment, because I think
for sure,
a good reminder for us to turn back to in stressful moments. I know for all of us that isn't necessarily true. Sometimes there really isn't much to look forward to going back home. So that's when we focus on things we can do for ourselves. But I don't know, Cameron, what is it that makes you happy to be home or you enjoy?
Oh my gosh, it's definitely petting my puppies, for one thing. And then it's also just kind of, like, the community and, like, the laughter in my household. Like, I don't know, there's just something about coming home and just, like, sitting around the table with my grandma and my mom and just laughing together, watching movies. That's just, that's something that I really, really appreciate. And that was something that also throughout the semester, you know, that, like, little feeling of, like, homesickness. That was what I've always missed. I always missed the laughter that was within my household. Is there anything for you that comes up with that?
I know for me, definitely, like you said, with your dogs, we have two kittens at my house that I absolutely love and just spend all my time with when I go home.
Yeah.
They are the best cuddly little things that refuel me in all the ways. But also, I definitely enjoy being able to be with my mom and when my sister can come home too. Being, and like you said, just having that time with them to laugh and like,
yeah,
be together, especially with my sister and I growing up and not being home as often. So when we get those chances to all be together at the same time, it is so great. Mm-hmm. And it's so refreshing. And really just doing the little things, like you said, watching shows, watching movies, ordering takeout, making food together. Just being back in that home environment is nice, even though it does come with those like annoyances and stresses. Because it's a huge transition. Once you're at college doing your own thing, getting used to your own independence and making your own plans, making your own schedules, going back into an environment where that wasn't really always the norm, can be pretty tough. So it is about coming up with those new ways to cope and work through situations like that.
Establishing boundaries.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing, is like really identifying the boundaries that you need to establish for yourself and having those things in mind before you even head back, if you are heading back. And also giving yourself the space in the room to have conversations with the people that you might be around if you're leaving school during semester break, you know, being able to stand up for yourself and advocate for yourself in the sense of saying, hey, you know, I really just need to be on my own for the next hour, a couple hours. I'm going to be in my room. If you need me, you know, maybe knock or text me or something other than just assuming that I'll be available. To give yourself that space in that room to decompress, I think is really important.
Because it's always important to, like, you know, handle the boundaries conversation with both grace and assertiveness, where it's just like, hey, you know, like, I'm about to take this exam. I really just need it to be quiet. Like, I just, could you please do this for me, essentially? Yeah. And just being able to, like, for lack of a better way of putting it, just kind of be like, this is what I need. I need to communicate this with you, period.
Yeah.
And leave it at that.
Absolutely. And I think too, like, it's never too much to ask. It's never something that is like debatable in a way. Like, you should always put your needs first for yourself, especially when, you know, other things are going on. And especially with just the stressful year that we've had, like, there's extra factors at play that are going to make things more stressful and more difficult to work through. So having those conversations and giving yourself that space to establish what you need to establish is so important and so necessary. And like, even with that, I guess, sort of going off of the idea with all of the changes we've had this year, with the pandemic and COVID, that definitely makes semester break especially different this year. So I know with the holiday season, or even just having that extra time off that we have, we might not be as able to see all of the family members we're used to seeing, or doing all of the things, or really being able to celebrate the same traditions that we might celebrate in the years past. And that can be difficult. That can be add an extra layer of sadness and more of a requirement for like those times to check in with yourself and to give yourself that space. What do you think about that?
I definitely agree. Like, I know, at least for me, you know, the holiday season, that would always brought me so much joy and happiness, especially to see the rest of my family members. But with everything having to be distanced or just like, it's not the same. It definitely is a little sad, but I also have to remind myself, like, this isn't permanent. It's not forever. But also, it's important to keep in mind, like, you got to do what you got to do to keep everybody safe and healthy so that you can keep on those traditions next year.
Exactly. And I think that is such an important reminder and a really good example of things to remind ourselves of in those moments when we're feeling, you know, we're upset about the different changes we see going on. But yeah, I love that point you made of how that reminder of, you know, this isn't permanent. And there's also reminders of still finding joy within the situations we're in. And even if that's just, you know, being able to do the things that you usually do, maybe it's not with all the family members or all the people that you're used to. There's still ways you can do them in small ways. And I think like falling back on those different techniques that we've probably all established now, with the changes this year, and like communicating virtually or over the phone more, like those are still things we can do during the season and, the extra time we have off. And those are things to definitely fall back on and remind ourselves of for sure.
Oh yeah. And like the thing that I also do is since I am back home, like one thing I do every single year is I bake cookies. Mm-hmm. And so this year, one thing that I'm trying to do more of is like having my family be there. Cause even if my extended family isn't there, at least like my close knit family that is there and they get to bake those cookies with me.
Yeah.
And oh, the smell.
Yeah. That's the best. We have the same, it's the same thing. We have a baking day, tradition kind of thing, but yeah, I think it's allowing yourself to still do those things. Even if it's not with everyone that you planned or done in the past, still giving yourself the space to, you know, enjoy that and have that moment of joy for sure. Especially when we have time away, from school and from classes, like it's a huge time for us as students to really reflect on where we get our energy from, how much we exhaust ourselves during the school season, and really having all the time that we'll have to hopefully get some opportunity to recharge and get rest.
Yeah.
Because it's so much more needed. Yeah. Even if, you know, some of us still have to work or whatever our breaks might look like on an individual level, you know, I think there's always opportunity to refuel outside of a class setting. And that is something that we can look forward to. I think even if that's the one thing we look forward to, I think that's a good reminder too, is to just be able to say like, hey, I'm going to have time for myself to just be on my own and give myself the time I need to recharge and prep up for next semester.
Maybe that's like a little challenge that we give to our listeners is find the joy.
Yeah.
Find the joy in the things that make you happy.
Yeah. Giving yourself that space and that time to explore those things. I know for me, I will definitely be planning on working on more self-care. Admit I'm not the greatest at implementing those things during the school season because it can get so hard with being busy and stuff, but it's so necessary that we do those things. So I think my little goal for myself will be to try and identify new ways I can like take breaks with myself and recharge during our semester break, but also when I get back to school for the next semester. And I think that that is such a huge coping mechanism within itself. But yeah, I don't know if you have any thoughts on that either.
I know for me, one thing that I'm going to kind of maybe challenge myself with, I'm still kind of like in the brink of if I want to do it or not.
Yeah.
I want to start maybe doing some more like actual genuine meditations.
Yes. Yeah.
Like I've been doing yoga lately and like, I think I talked about that in the first podcast where I was talking about yoga because I love it. And there was one where it was yoga with Adrienne on YouTube and she did a self-love meditation. And I was like, I should do that. That sounds great.
Yeah.
And of course, my brain immediately went to, okay, that's 15 minutes.
Of me sitting in silence. I think, that's definitely, it's funny. Meditation is always my like go-to when I think of the things I want to try more. Because it is, it can be so beneficial and like, it truly is like just completely spending time with yourself and shutting yourself off to everything else around you. But yoga, same with me. That's something I fall back on a lot. and definitely utilize for self-care mm-hmm. when I get the chance. So yeah. And like, I think a lot of the things we talked about in our first podcast are super relevant still. Yep. I know for me, a big challenge will be, cause I'm someone who's so connected to being outside. Like that is where I refuel the most, like being able to go on hikes and being able to take
a walk. Me too.
Fresh air. Like that's just complete removal from whatever I'm currently focused on or stressed on. So in the winter, obviously that will probably be a little more difficult with the weather.
Yeah.
We'll have to see how things go, but, and I do plan on still making sure that I get myself the chance to get outside and just, you know, bundle up, prepare for the cold. But, I think finding different ways to, really get that self-care in mind of the fact that, like, you know, changing season means changing activities. But yeah, you know, I think it's definitely something that's so important alongside those boundaries, like we talked about, is having that self-care to fall back on and to think about, especially when it comes to handling more difficult aspects of, you know, like the winter months and what comes along with that. Definitely, I think we all experience the winter blues in some ways, but I think mm-hmm. definitely.
I know. For me, mm-hmm. I am like Lorelai Gilmore from Gilmore Girls, mm-hmm. where it's like I'll open my window and be like, I smell snow.
Yeah.
Because I love the snow.
Yeah.
And right now there's no snow and it's really bumming me out. But
yeah, I feel that.
I love taking walks in the snow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I will bundle up to the nines just to walk outside with the snow and it's in my hair and I'm just having like a moment. Mm-hmm. With like a hot cocoa too. Ooh, the best
part.
Yes.
Yeah. The best part of the season for sure. Especially mm-hmm. the first snow. Like it's just.
It's magical.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of things that, you know, that's what fills my bucket.
Yeah.
And that's what kind of does flow into, you know, combating the winter mm-hmm. blues, you know, is kind of finding like those different self-care tips that we just talked about, but also finding what really fills your bucket, makes you smile, yeah. laugh, and enjoy life. Like, what makes you feel like the leading person of your life?
Yeah.
Like, I always think back to this one quote that I heard, like, how are you being the leading lady of your own life?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, give me a minute to think about that.
Yeah.
For sure. And I think that is, it's that idea of your mindset and, like, how important it is to adopt, like, a healthy positive mindset when we can, you know, because it's not yeah. realistic to have a leading mindset the entire time or a positive mindset the entire time. And also the work to really establish one is hard and it takes time. Mm-hmm. but it's definitely something to pay attention to, especially if we don't, you know, already is to try and turn yourself in towards that mindset and how you find yourself talking to yourself or how you tend to think through situations, because that alone can change so much if, you know, if you spend the time to say, wait a minute, you know, how I'm thinking about this or how I'm talking about myself right now really isn't going to help the situation. So how can I sort of turn it the other way to maybe try and find myself some relief in ways that I can? Especially with more serious things like seasonal affective disorder, if that's something we're experiencing with the changing seasons, having more established self-care and healthy habits is so important to combat it. You know, and like I think what I think of for how to cope in those situations is definitely paying attention to, you know, making sure we're sleeping enough, making sure we're mm-hmm. eating enough and we're eating good things. Drinking water is so important. Also reaching out for that support from our systems that we know we can rely on when we can, whether that's in our immediate environment or calling someone mm-hmm. that we know gives us that support. And also, you know, remaining physically active in different ways that we can. To just give those different activities to ourselves and different opportunities to reflect and refuel in the ways we can. But yeah.
Yeah. And even if it's like, if with seasonal affective disorder, you know, if things start to get too heavy or it gets mm-hmm. too hard, always just feel the opportunity to go reach out to a counselor. Like, mm-hmm. I think that is always something that's just really important. Like, if you something, if it's with the university counseling center, that is mm-hmm. wonderful.
Yeah.
If it is with a private counselor, that's good too. But just mm-hmm. be aware, like, if this is something that you struggle with, you can get help. And, yeah. and it's not permanent.
Yeah. Like, and always giving yourself that space to reach out for more when you need it.
Yes.
It's so important because there's nothing wrong with that. And that's the best thing that you mm-hmm. can do for yourself. And also, the idea of like setting realistic goals, you know, being aware of like yeah. the fact that, hey, I'm already dealing with a low energy right now. I'm already dealing with a complete lack of motivation. I need to set goals for myself that I know I'm going to be able to achieve so that I can mm-hmm. feel good about it by the end of the day. Because if you're setting goals for yourself that you know aren't even going to be reachable for where you're at the time, then yeah. that isn't going to help you fill your bucket or get any kind of refueling. So I think that's something that's really important and something that I definitely am still learning to do. I think the goals we set for ourselves can be and do so much to each of us.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Because even with like school, I know for me, like obviously it's the week before finals week and I'm like thinking to myself, okay, what's realistic? What do I want to get on yeah. these exams? Like, mm-hmm. what can I do?
Yeah.
And like today I had to sit my butt down and I was thinking to myself, okay, this is what we're going to have to do. Plan it out, figure it out. Let's get it done. Mm-hmm. Let's make it through the last week. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like,
go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. No, you're good.
I think too, like you said, it's so important. I like how you said, you know, with finals right now, everything going on in this moment, because it is so true. Like we talked about earlier, everything's so different this year. Yeah. So it's important that we give that space to recognize that, because it's true. This final season, it's like completely more stressful yeah. than it has been in years past, just with everything going on around us. So like keeping those goals in this final stretch of the semester realistic mm-hmm. is so important. You know, maybe we don't do as well as we would have in the past, but that is okay, because those, you know, it's establishing yeah. standards, it's establishing new room for ourselves to you know, focus on what we need to focus on given everything that's going on, and recognizing the fact that yeah, we don't have the same amount of energy that we've had in the years past, so yeah. our performance is going to change, and that is an okay fact, and like that's an okay reality. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I like that point that you made, because I think that is so important and something that has to be validated, you know.
Yeah, even bouncing off of that, getting vitamin D is yeah. really important.
Yeah,
like going outside, mm-hmm. like bathing in the sunlight, or it's yeah. taking like the actual like vitamin D mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and like that can always, that also really helps, especially yeah. in the winter, just because, you know, we live in Michigan. It's uh-huh. It's a little bit darker. Yeah. We don't get as much sunlight.
Yeah. Yeah. That is a really important point for sure. And I think too, with that idea of being active as we can be with everything going on, and also with the changing seasons, outside of like physically doing things, you know, making sure that we're staying active in mm-hmm. other aspects, our personal aspects, giving intention to the things we do and to the feelings we're experiencing, giving ourselves the space to really work through them, and like making it purposeful motions going through yeah. the day. Instead of just going through the flow, which it is important, you know, yeah, we should just be able to go with the flow sometimes. But also trying to make active choices and decisions for ourselves, when we can, to give ourselves that, you know, sense of autonomy and also control over different things.
Yeah. Which definitely like circles back to the self-care thing, where it's, mm-hmm. it's an active process, you know, being self-care and like taking mm-hmm. care of yourself. You know, it's not yeah. just like, oh yeah, I do self-care, I drink my water, but it's being mindful about it too.
Yeah, yeah,
where it's like mindfulness, it's really important.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And back to that, mindfulness is like we had talked about earlier, keeping an eye on our internal dialogue,
yeah,
And giving ourselves the space for it to not always be positive all the time, but also giving ourselves the space to let it be positive when we can.
Yeah.
And to really adopt that growth mindset. But mm-hmm. yeah, I think all of these things, you know, that we've touched on and talked about as much as we can are really important reminders to work through. With finals coming up next week and then
yeah.
our semester break for some of us going home or even just staying here. Whatever that break looks like, you know, making sure we're putting ourselves first and giving ourselves the space and the time we need to refuel and check in. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah. And don't forget to maintain, you know, those healthy boundaries, stay mm-hmm. assertive, and just remember that just to find the joy in like the little things.
Yeah.
And hopefully everything turns out good.
Yeah. So thank you everyone for listening.
Yeah. Thank you. Have a wonderful break and we'll get back to you guys in a month or so. 2 months. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.